We start the show with the plan that, at least for now, approved by the Major League owners. Obviously, there's blowback from the Players Association. We were all over this yesterday. It's been a story that's kind of gained more and more steam over these last few days. And at least for baseball's owners, they now are ready to put the wheels in motion to see what the potential of a 2020 season could look like. And a lot of the plans that we heard about are very much being discussed. And a lot of the plans that were reported last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, seems like many of them have more and more validity. Now, it does not look like baseball is trending in a direction where they're going with a bubble site, where they're locking up Florida, they're locking up Arizona, they're locking up Florida and Arizona. Baseball's plan, and I say this in very loose terms, plan is to have all of the home stadiums hosting their ball clubs. No fans in the building. And the divisions being American League East, National League East, simple as that. Where you do not have the sort of crazy travel that maybe you've had years past, the West Coast trip, going out to the Midwest, going here, going there. Baseball trying to limit that regard. Makes sense. Two elements baseball dove into here that I think they ain't ever looking back from. And I heard Jody say it literally right before I got on the air, and I think he's 1,000% right. The universal DH, if indeed they play in 2020, and if indeed the universal DH finds its way into the National League, you can rest assured the days of the pitcher hitting are coming to an end. Now, I've been saying this for years, and I get it. I'm biased. I come at it from a different slant than maybe you do. I've been a proponent of the designated hitter in the National League for over a decade. It's become that much more obvious to me over the last 3 or 4 years. But if baseball is going to go in the direction for 2020 where they say, you know what? We're going to allow the DH. We're going to let the National League team, a team like the Mets that has plenty of options when it comes to who that DH may be, whether it's more time for a guy like Dominic Smith, whether it's more time for Mr. Yoenis Cespedes, Mr. Wild Boar himself. The Mets actually would be one of the National League teams that is probably more suited to carry a DH in this 2020 season. But you're telling me now, the Players Association that has wanted a DH in the National League for a long, long period of time is going to say, well, because of the pandemic, we'll allow it for 2020. But yet when 2021 comes around and God willing, there's a vaccine, God willing, there's 40, 50,000 people back in stadiums. Oh, we're going back to the pitcher hitting. There's not a chance in hell that's going to be the case. That may be very bittersweet for a lot of the National League traditionalists. I know our buddy Evan Roberts may be dejected about this. I know the great Bobby Usler may be dejected about this. But to all of you National League purists, my message to you would be a simple one. Welcome to the dark side. Because that designated hitter is going to be ready to rock and roll. And you ain't going back to your style of play. That universal DH is sticking around in baseball forever and ever and ever. Now, I have to get to something I'm not particularly happy about, but I'm kind of resigned to this fact as well. Major League Baseball is expanding the postseason. Now, in this pandemic year, when you're only going to play 81 games, let's say, because baseball does not want to go into November, they don't want to go into December. Second wave, maybe. Maybe it's the idea of wanting to play the games in the home stadiums. Maybe it's the idea of not wanting to compete with some of the other stuff that's going on. I'm not exactly sure. But in playing 81 games, starting right around, I don't know, early to mid-July, you're talking about July, August, September, and the postseason wrapping up late October, early November. So with 81 games only being played, and with the regular season not being the same regular season that you're used to over 162, I totally understand the idea of saying, let's expand the playoffs for 1 year. But as you know, baseball, and this was leaked when I was coming back from vacation. I remember reading this story on the beach in Colombia right after I played 18 holes of golf. Got the notification on my phone. Hallelujah for international Wi-Fi, data, all that good stuff. I mean, I might as well have cherished that trip because who the hell knows when I'm going to be getting on a plane anytime soon. But you read that story back in February. So it obviously was something the sport was thinking about. Something the sport was very mindful of. How can we generate more revenue? Playoff games, television packages, networks bidding, networks going to town. They're going to be able to generate that revenue with no fans being in the stands. You think that's going to be a one-year thing? No way. Now, I, for one, don't particularly like it. I made that pretty clear when I was doing shows back in February when I came back. Made that clear. I remember when Joe and I were doing the afternoons throughout the week. I'm A-okay with baseball's playoff format being the way that it is. But once you go down a rabbit hole, there's no turning back. Because you're going to generate, whether it's, I don't know, ESPN or MLB Network or Fox, TBS, who knows, who would carry these additional playoff games. Put all that revenue adding up. It's all about the Benjamins, baby. It's all about the Benjamins. Sometimes it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. But I'm talking about all potential plans for the sport renewing in 2020. But before anything can be signed, sealed, delivered, as Stevie Wonder once said, there is going to have to be some serious, serious compromise between the owners who feel pretty darn good about what they just put into place and the Players Association that has serious concerns, reservations, and is not in favor in the least of the revenue sharing plan. In addition to the further diminishment of salaries that are already prorated going into this 2020 season. Tony Clark basically came out in The Athletic and said, the idea of this revenue sharing plan, it is a non-starter for the Players Association. It is non-negotiable for the Players Association. And the owners are going to tell you, hold on a second, we're not getting a gate. That's going to change our bottom line. That's going to change this. That's going to change that. They may be right on that. But it's very, very tough to renege now again after the Players Association came to terms with the prorated salaries. Here's what I do know. We can debate the merits of who's right between the billionaires and the millionaires. Because that's what you're talking about, right? You're talking about billion-dollar entrepreneurs, owners, guys with a boatload of cash, fighting with players who, yeah, also got their fair share of cash. We're all hurting right now. You're hurting. I'm hurting. Our city is hurting. Our country is hurting. The unemployment numbers in this country off the charts. Because life as we know it is unable to exist. So, how in the world, are the baseball owners and the Players Association going to be able to look their fans in the eye? How in the world are they going to be able to sit there with a straight face and basically say, you know what? Yeah, you're suffering. Yeah, we know you're out of work. Yeah, we know that people you may know are getting sick. Heaven forbid, dying, for goodness sakes. And we're going to let our squabble get in the way of starting the 2020 season. That, my friends, cannot happen. And it does not matter. You mark my words. It doesn't matter who's right and who's wrong. If they get the medical go-ahead, baseball, to get this season going, still waiting on that. Still got a couple of obstacles to climb in order for that to be a reality. But we're moving, hopefully, in that direction. But they get the medical go-ahead to go through with this season, nobody is going to care who's right between the owners and the Players Association. And I'll be honest with you, I side with the Players Association more often than not. I side with them in this case too. Because they are the talent. They are the ones showcasing their abilities and doing their thing. And you got plenty of owners in the sport who don't go the extra mile to put, you know, winning championship caliber teams on the field. That basically punt years, pocket money, you know the deal. So I'm a pro players union guy through and through. But somebody like me, folks, I'm not getting involved in the pissing contest between these two. Because I do believe, now I might be naive on this. I may have a ton of egg on my face, maybe in a week from now, maybe in a month from now. If indeed this battle of revenue and this battle of the Players Association and the owners trying to figure out, all right, what are the financial ramifications of everything going on? I don't believe both sides are going to be dumb enough to let this carry over into not playing games in 2020. Again, I could be very, very naive. Maybe that's wishful thinking on my part. I just can't believe for the life of me, both sides aren't going to be able to get down, sit down, and find some sense of compromise. And look, I'm not going to pretend to be, you know, the insider of the owners and the Players Association and have sources that can report to me what exactly is being said and what exactly is going on. But what I can do is listen to guys like Evan Drellick, listen to guys like Kenny Rosenthal, listen to guys like Jeff Passan and Joel Sherman, and give you my two cents of what I'm hearing from them. And I heard Evan Drellick when I was driving in a golf course earlier today with Joe and Evan. Very interesting spot. And Evan made it pretty clear. He thinks they'll find a way to get it done. He's in my camp. He is basically of the mindset, they can't be that stupid. You heard Jeff Passan basically said the exact same thing. They can't be that stupid. Both sides. But here is a harsh reality. Forget about the squabble between the Players Association and owners. And forget about the idea of baseball coming back. Because, you know what? I think if they get this straightened out with the Players Association and the owners, they're going to play. But there is no given that you will be able to get through this season unscathed. They're going to try. I think they're going to make every last effort. And you know what? If they get the medical go-ahead, they should make every last effort. Because that's how important, I believe, in the healing process of this country, a game like baseball can be. But it's this delicate balance of trying to push the country forward, trying to get the sport back on the field, taking care of the player's safety, and figuring out that balance between the loss of revenue, and we know it's a big deal for baseball, especially for a lot of the teams that do pretty damn well at the gate and don't have great television deals. See, Yankees have a terrific television deal. They're going to be fine. Same with the Red Sox. Same with the Mets. But a team like the Astros or the Nationals, for example, their TV deal, it's not great. It's not great. And they're packing that house 35, 40,000 on a pretty consistent basis. A team like that is going to be hurt dramatically. Dramatically during all this. These are the elements that are in play here with baseball coming back. And that's why each individual owner is almost going to have their own sort of guidelines, their own sort of standpoint for what exactly they want. Interesting stuff coming out of Monday. Universal DH, love it. Expanding the playoffs, not so much. But can the owners and the Players Association find that common ground? And folks, they can't be that stupid, right? You get a medical, go ahead. You can't be that stupid. No winners here. Owners and Players Association. Regardless of who's right and who's wrong, there are no winners. Find a way to get it done so you're back on the field. Especially if you get that go ahead medically. Because then there's absolutely no excuse.